Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Now into the third hour, fourth hour, Cindy Sheehan joining us. Wide open phones in this hour and a bunch of other news, like Joe Biden promises Georgia billions of dollars. Ambush of French paratroopers kills 9 in Kabul. Credit crunch may take out large U.S. bank, warns IMF chief. Japan to label goods carbon footprints, officials say. Arctic ice sheet grows 30% last year. But first, we're going to take calls. Chris in Florida, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. Yesterday you had Burmison Rowe on, and they were talking about the R&B concerts.
I think it was Friday.
I think last week, yeah. And I wanted to ask you if you'd seen the YouTube video of the Illuminati symbolism that's being worn by the rap artists like Kanye West, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Skull and Bones, Belt Buckle, and Nas, who just came out bad-mouthing Fox News on the Colbert Report I saw a couple weeks ago with a bunch of petitions in grandiose, bombastic fashion. I thought was a little suspicious. But
well, look, I'm not involved with the stuff coming up in New York other than letting them show the two films I just produced, Truth Rising and Fabled Enemies, for free to give firefighters and police money. I'm not going to New York because I can't go to Denver and then leave again my family. It's got to stop. I'm working too much. It's like I work so much I can't get off the treadmill. It's like I've got to somehow slow down. But let me just finish here. The style for the last 3 years has been skull and crossbones everywhere. Now, when Arnold wears an authentic Nazi belt buckle, that's different. But when, I mean, Burmese has got a couple of his girlfriend who's up in New York and really messes him. She sent him a few weeks ago a couple of shirts she bought at Target, and one of them had a skull on it. And I told Burmese that people are going to think we're the Illuminati. Please don't wear that around the office because the public sees that and thinks that. But you go to Target, you go to these stores, I mean, it's just skull and crossbones everywhere. Kind of like before that, it was all camouflage for a few years, and they admit that a lot of the fashions are set by, by Madison Avenue, by the architects. I mean, so that's going on. But to say that, I know there's a lot of videos, people don't have discernment. I've seen a lot of anti-New World Order videos where they show all-seeing eyes, where they show New World Order stuff, and they're identifying it and saying it's bad, and then people see it. Oh, who's that big guy who did some 9/11 videos about 9/11 being an inside job? He's huge. He's a white rapper from Michigan. What's his name? I don't pay attention to it. No, he's Eminem. Yeah, I know. I've talked to folks that know him. He's a fan of this show. Sorry, Eminem. I just don't keep track of it. The point is, people thought he was being New World Order there. He isn't being New World Order. I mean, here's another example. My films, Police State 2. Well, no, not police. It's Terror Storm and Endgame. When I'm talking about the New World Order, I show pyramids. I show all-seeing eyes. I show that as the transitions. I'm talking about them. I'm saying New World Order, and I show you their symbol. And there's all these websites. Oh, my God, look, it's programming. It's subliminals. I mean, you'll have a 10-second clip of an all-seeing eye. That's not subliminal. I'm identifying our enemy's flag. It's like if I show a Nazi flag, it doesn't mean that I am for the Nazis. I'm identifying their symbol. This is how humans communicate. Here's an example. We're redesigning PrisonPlanet.com, and the great designer, and she makes, you know, Hollywood posters, record covers. She hates the New World Order. She's made a bunch of designs for the header for the new Prison Planet. We're about to have another one in the next few weeks. People don't like this current design. That's fine. Some do, some don't. Point is, we're going to make it even better. And her new thing is it's the Earth with a rising sun coming up behind it. And I know Obama uses that. And it looks so good. That's an archetypal image. They expropriate these basic geometric shapes and ideas. It's a prison planet. And even though it looks good, I may have that sun taken off the back just so people don't sit there and say that. And I'm going to give you another example. Stay there. I'm going to come back and give you another example of this. So we have to have discernment. I mean, if there's a hundredth of a frame of an all-seeing eye in some TV ad, I mean, you know it's subliminal. But they're not doing that in subliminals. It's out in the open. So these symbols permeate our society. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back now into the third hour, 8 minutes, 25 seconds in. Okay, Chris, let me finish up and I'm going to let you have your piece. I don't even, frankly, know who these rap groups are and people other than Paris that's coming, who I think is a great guy. Puts out a lot of good info. I'm sorry, I'm just not that hip to New York. I know Luke's a good guy. Others trying to get big acts there to raise money for 9/11 first responders and get media attention. I know they want to get Cynthia McKinney and Cindy Sheehan to go. I think they are going. Last time I heard, it's tentative. And so I really don't know what to say. You're saying some of these people wear skull and bones shirts and with skull and crossbones and Illuminati symbolism. But I'll give you an example. I need to call him. Last time I mentioned this on air, he was listening. This producer was listening. Good friend of mine. I'm just so busy. I have no life. All I do is work. I did a couple interviews yesterday on my own show and video editing and then tried to spend some time with my family. I mean, it's insane. A couple of weeks ago, it was all these YouTube videos about Alex Jones is in Scanner Darkly, Illuminati symbolism everywhere. And back when I was consulting on that film, I had a limited role consulting. Tommy Pallotta invited me in. Rick Linkletter invited me in. I'd been in another film Tommy had produced with Rick Linkletter, Waking Life. And, you know, you've heard Rick here on the air speak out against the New World Order and secret societies, and he really researches it. Rick told you before it was in Vanity Fair 6 months before that on the set of another film he was making with Bruce Willis, that Bruce Willis had seen Martial Law and Terror Storm in the trailer with Rick, and had said that, well, I'm not going to be a neocon anymore. Now I know both parties are controlled. I know that the same people that did 9/11 are the ones that killed Kennedy. And Rick told you that word for word, and then, I don't know, five, six, I don't remember how many months, 8 months, I don't know, it was like a half a year later, he's interviewed out in Turks and Caicos with his ex-wife and her new husband. That's how, what a cool guy he is with a family. He just wants his mother, his children there, so he doesn't care. And he's there going, yeah, the same people, you know, that killed Kennedy are the ones that are running the current police state and basically did 9/11. And remember when Rick said that, everybody went on air and the neocon blog said it was a lie? That, oh, no, Bruce Willis didn't say that. Of course, his agent didn't say it was a lie. It was just some made-up person that claims they know him from the set, who nobody knows, said Bruce Willis lied. But then Bruce Willis went in Vanity Fair. You know, I'm not even star chasing for this show, though I should, because it really builds the movement and people pay attention to it. I can get a hold of Bruce Willis. I ought to try to get him on. I think I'm going to do that. But I almost cringe to do it because as the show gets bigger, it just freaks everybody out, you know, in the, quote, movement who want to be the big shots, and then they make up more crap. You know, the goal here is to win. The goal is to take over the country and restore things, to be winners, to have a winning attitude, to not be a bunch of weird creeps running around talking trash about each other and backstabbing. So I'm going to go back to you just a second. I want to finish this part, okay? Stay there. I'm going to go to you in just a minute. I know I was pausing there. Take a drink of my coffee. But I want to finish this. It's key. So I'm on Scanner Darkly. And then my consulting role was only, we think this is what, in 2014, what cell phone tower hubs that scan and control and track the entire population is what we've gotten from DARPA documents. What do you think of our research? And I just said, my God, it's as good as mine or better. And then, you know, what do you think of this artist rendering? What do you think of this idea? What do you think of, you know, this type of face scanning system, you know, does this look realistic to you of what it'll be in 10 years? And this was like 2005, you know, 9, 10 years. And I was like, yes, 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 yes. You know, this is set in Southern California. And they said, also, we want to show people that it's the New World Order running this and shipping in the drugs to basically control the population. We want to, that's what Philip K. Dick believed. It's what, you know, his family believed. So we want to, you know, show a true rendering of his book, A Scanner Darkly. But then, you know, add some new items to it, you know, some new. And I said, yeah. And so it's not subliminal when Morton Downey Jr., isn't that his name? I met him a couple of times, but one of the guys I didn't really get to know on the set good, wearing the, he's in the new Tropic Thunder movie, and Iron Man and all that, big actor. I'm embarrassed. I can't remember his name properly. You know, wearing an all-seeing eye on his shirt. That's not subliminal. They're showing you. When they show an Illuminati eye on the wall, they're showing you. So it goes two ways. When I have one of my videos, and I was consulted on that and had a little bit of input on that. I was taken over to this mock house they had where the druggies live, addicted to the substance D, and hung out with Keanu Reeves, you know, and looked at the set and was asked what I thought of it. And, you know, and it was my fans who were the cameramen and the set builders and the women on it who were building the sets. And I was like a little mini celebrity out there, and it was really great to get to know Keanu Reeves, and I still know him and know his assistant, and they get my films, and they're very private folks, that's all I'll say, and they're nice folks, and I got to know Woody Harrelson, still talk to him every once in a while, and I got to know Winona Ryder, boy, she was something else, I'll just leave it at that. even more pretty in person, I'll tell you, and very forward. But, you know, I mean, they were nice people. And they don't like the New World Order. So what does it mean that Keanu Reeves is in the Matrix 1999 film, and the Wachowski brothers, you know, I mean, in their third movie, it's all about the Illuminati and the New World Order and Lucifer, the great architect, and Keanu Reeves is like Jesus at the end. I mean, obviously, the whole thing's a cult. But did Keanu Reeves know about all this? I'll tell you this. Keanu Reeves is really smart in person. He just doesn't trust the public or trust anybody, and he's totally closed-lipped, so they say he's retarded on the news. And Keanu Reeves doesn't like the New World Order. And that's why he made that film, because it was anti-New World Order for nothing. Oh, a little tip. Yeah, I think it was paid $45,000, and that was just to pay for his assistant. basically. You know, he did that. They all did that for nothing because they wanted to expose the New World Order. And then they're bad. They're bad because they are overtly showing you that. Just like I'm bad with Terror Storm saying the New World Order and showing a pyramid with an all-seeing eye. So, I mean, there, you know, there has to be some level of discernment. We show you a power pyramid in one of my videos segmented with the different elites. That is not subliminal programming. Okay? Okay, now I'm going to shut up at that point and now let you have the floor. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I wouldn't have brought it up if I hadn't been using some discernment, but I you know more than I do in the area of Illuminati symbolism and geometric symbols and such like that, which I wanted to talk about, and the Matrix, the new story you have on that. But in the YouTube videos, I don't know if you've seen the Kanye West, Jay-Z, and Nas, they have lyrics, and they do expressions with their hands that are tied to, like having the, doing the basic Masonic symbol with your hands over your left eye, for example. If you look at some of their lyrics, they're a little bit, expressive of their pro-Illuminati stance, especially Jay-Z, but I just can't type that right now. I didn't transcribe the lyrics. But what I was really calling
I know Jay-Z's real big, and I just don't, yeah. I mean, they're just trying to get people that believe 9/11 is an inside job who are prominent to come to the thing, but I would add, people mimic power. They mimic whoever's the biggest. I mean, listen to all the other talk show hosts and every other little Patriot outlet. It's all InfoWars, 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 the InfoWar. And they mimic all my nomenclature. So above, so below is, you know, is the motto of the world, the model of the New World Order. And certainly you're going to have these rock stars and people who are waking up and who've been in an evil culture. And so them fluttering over towards the light and wanting to come out for 9/11 truth or whatever, does that mean they're perfect? I mean, I have Jesse Ventura on this show. And we kind of become friends. I can call him up at his house if I want. I don't. But, you know, we talk for a while, and he asked me questions. I asked him questions, you know. I don't want to brag. You know, he asked me for advice and stuff. And a really nice guy, getting to know me. And, you know, I met him almost 2 years ago and gave him some films that really started him off. And I don't agree with him on his stance on, a few things, on abortion and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's like we put out our message, but we're nice to people. Did you see Jesus saying, I won't hang out with a prostitute or a money, you know, changer or a collector or a tax collector? Or no, he went and then he changed them, but he did it in a loving way. And, I mean, I'm not perfect, man. I have been promiscuous in high school and college. I have never done really hard drugs. I've tried a few here and there and hated them, but, I mean, I've, you know, probably gotten drunk 200 times in my life. I mean, I'm not a big drinker. I try to stay away with it because I like it too much. I smoke cigarettes off and on. I've never been perfect. We have to be reasonable and try to reach out and grow our numbers and then take them over to our side, not just be judgmental about everybody. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, and I wanted to ask whether you're judgmental about these symbols. I want to point out that these symbols are turned upside down, as you mentioned in the Matrix clip, and symbols like the star, the Christian cross, the swastika, which the Nazis used the male swastika rather than the female, in combination to masculinize the state. And, of course, you know, the fascists is a demasculinization of the people. But I wanted to say that these symbols are ancient, and sacred geometry comes from Buddhist monks, Hindus, Tibetan lamas, and yogis. They're not in league with world domination. And these symbols are seen in meditation, but the state, in my belief, takes them. And these very inspiring and uplifting symbols that you can see in meditation and multitudes, as well as other phenomena. But these pictures, you know, they're pictures that are similar to fractals, pictures like the Hubble telescope.
Yes, there are archetypal, powerful images of God's sacred geometry that the New World Order, the devil, mimics and counterfeits. And so I agree, those symbols in and of themselves are not evil. They're being used because they're powerful and they speak to the subconscious. Okay? Do you agree with that?
They intimidate, they menace us by taking the natural order and turning it on its head, and that's their whole intention. But if you're aware of it, then you can counteract that yourself.
Anything else you want to add?
Well, Yes,
stay there. I'm going to come back to you then, Mike and others.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy. But if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fellow.
All right, going back to Chris, then I'm going to hurry to the other callers, Mike and Rasheen, Kevin, Mark, Nate, and others. Okay, go ahead and finish up, Chris.
Well, I would say that these world leaders are insane. They are mad because they have tried to take some of these sacred symbols that would normally raise one's awareness of your of their miraculous potential, and turning that to show off to try to influence others, rather than seeing the priority of introspection and communion with God and love and giving. Their way is apparently from their symbolism and their actions. Their physical expressions are drawing in from the left hand, which in Chinese medicine, in acupuncture, the energy of most people flows in from the left side. So they're more about taking, whereas the more, I guess, what you might say white magic, or which I don't practice, I would say more of a yogi myself, but the white magic seems to be more of the right hand or giving, where the energy flows from the person. And these world leaders are mad because they see the need to show off a little bit of their power rather than seeking more, and using these symbols that would normally uplift, turning them upside down is just so arrogant. They are not aware of the impact that it has on their own psyche in their attempt to influence others. They're not aware of how they're being used. And they rely on the creation for power rather than love, rather than the creator.
Well, I have just found in life, not getting into all this all this ethereal stuff, I just love to give. And then I found with so many people, the whole, not just the elite, but the population is in darkness, and I'm certainly not perfect myself, but I have these pinnacles in my life and my psyche of very altruistic, very deep spiritual love and brotherly love. And sisterly love, that. But then you try to give, and they take that as weakness, and then like go, and then try to overtake you. You're like, oh, here, let me give, and like, bite your hand off, and it's like, oh my gosh. So
no,
I don't.
Good deed goes unpunished. I know what you mean. No good deed goes unpunished. It's like when you cast pearls before a swine. But that's what I think. You're so brave is that you take that risk with. With so many people, it's your, in my opinion, I would call it your dharma that you've taken on, your sense of duty to go after these things that would disrupt your peace so much, and you've taken on the duties of other people. I feel like to a great degree, but I wanted to.
Well, that's what that's what Alex means. It means defender of man.
Wow,
and that's always what I've wanted to do. And I just can't believe. I love seeing other people do well, and I didn't figure out until I was a teenager. Most people hate seeing you with a nice car or a nice house. Most people hate it if you got a good looking girlfriend or wife or husband. They hate it if you got nice children. It's sick. I've had people come up and say, "We're jealous that your children are so healthy and look so good," and you'll see people actually covetedly looking at your children. I mean, I don't understand it.
Living well is the best revenge, as the French say. And because you're doing well, they can only blame you, I guess, because of the comparison. But, the polarity and the idea in these Eastern cultures and meditation is to raise the kundalini. I know Joe Rogan mentioned that on your show, and a caller a couple weeks ago kind of badmouthed it. He wasn't getting.
Well, I know this. Well, whatever it is, you can certainly get in different areas of your mind, your soul. And Joe Rogan is a lot less worldly and arrogant than when I first knew him. Gosh, it's been 10 years, and I still hung out with him a few, 10 times or something. He's a nice guy. He's real, but it's he's still real arrogant. A lot of, whatever you'd call it. And now he's not as bad as he used to be. But a lot of that comes with actually getting power. A lot of that comes with when you finally know a bunch of movie stars and all these women are throwing themselves at you and you're on international television and have a number one TV show and the number one host of Ultimate Finding. You kind of figure out that that's not where it's all at. See? And then you realize, people that haven't gotten real success, they don't realize it's really nothing. Do you see what I'm saying?
Change is good.
Yeah. They think it's something they'll never attain. And that's the one thing I don't like. It's all the envy, man. It's just, what are you envious of? I'm nobody, folks. Everybody is somebody. But compared to you, I'm nobody. It's okay.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
on September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less. Meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You can host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com. Promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers.
No, I wanted to talk to Rasheen. He just hung up. Mike in Tennessee and Kevin, Mark, Nate, Georgetta, and others. Go ahead, Mike.
Good afternoon, Alex. Real quick before I get to the issue, I want to talk about you can get a thumb drive that's got a digital voice recorder you can wear around your neck on a lanyard. If they take your camera, you got the thumb drive rolling the audio, and you can record up to 36 hours. So if they detain you, you can record everything they're saying.
Oh, yes, I actually have those.
Well, I've had several.
I don't have the thumb drive that does 36 hours. I have little video drives that do like 45 minutes, I think.
I don't have the video. I probably need that, but I've had cameras taken. I've had them shut off. I've had them thrown away. Just you name it.
Oh, I'd love to hear these stories. Where is that being done?
Tipton County, Tennessee. I got fed up with the corruption when we moved here 10 years ago. I actually ran for office 2 years ago. We got the black boxes, and at 9:47, I had 4,282 votes, a sizable margin. I had 79% of the votes. So I went to bed. The next day, I woke up, and I had less than 3,000 votes.
That's how it works. And then if you start complaining, the cops around you can go, get in your car and leave, boy. This ain't your town. We run things here, huh? Is that what happened?
Oh, yeah. I've been charged with four felonies. They shot and killed my dog, shot at me and my wife, the buddy of the guy I ran against, who's the old boy.
Oh, listen, they're killing sheriffs and other cops all the time in the South. That's boss hog world, man.
I went to the, get this, I went to the grand jury to indict the sheriff's deputy who lied, the guy that shot my dog, obviously, and the assistant DA for giving false information to the grand jury. The jury foreman, who's always the jury foreman for years, same guy, went out and told the DA what I was doing. 10 minutes later, they arrested me for four counts of aggravated kidnapping. I said, really? Let me see the document. They didn't even have a, they had a blank piece of paper they were calling a warrant with no signature. And then,
I've been at the hospitals when they're snatching people's children for no reason, and they'll swear out a 5-year-old document with a totally different name saying it's a 3-year-old child when it's newborn. And, I mean, it's all just totally fake, lawless crooks.
Right. It gets better. I was giving my father the stuff I had from the grand jury presentment, and my calling my wife. The deputy said I could call my wife, and immediately, five of these guys surround me and start saying, stop resisting, stop resisting, and escalated the volume. And then one of them jumped on me and started choking me. So I'm just standing there, and I turned my head to keep from being choked, and they arrested me for resisting arrest.
Well, don't they know, though, that see, there's bigger criminals above them that are going to hurt them and their family? No, see, they don't understand. They think they can take, and never be paid back, but they're going to be paid back so bad.
They don't understand that, though. These people barely have a high school diploma. This is a rural community where I had Toyota looking at bringing their truck plant to Covington, Tennessee. They shut down the operation that they were going to move to Marion, Arkansas because of me. They were looking at moving to Tipton County, but when I lost the election and they saw that the election was rigged, they pulled out. And, you know, there are no good companies going to move to a corrupt community. That's why all these little bitty towns have just a few little employers, because they want it that way. It's total power control.
Oh, listen, I've worked and lived in these towns, and there's always, you know, the kids of the officials get to beat up whoever they want. They stomp around on these just unbelievable power trips, everyone groveling to them, and the police just literally swagger, and people actually bow to them. And that's what America is now. It's going to be like that everywhere.
Well, everybody needs to get involved, but everybody needs to be aware of the consequences. And just like being a Christian, it's not the easy life. When you stand up and speak out for truth and you shine the light on these issues, people are going to come after you, so be prepared and hide your family well.
Well, people say, where's the corruption? You go scratch the average town or city, it's just rotten. There's a new coat of paint on it, but under it, it is rotten flesh, man. It is just... any direction you go in, just crime, thieving, stealing. And that's why they're building this police state up, because they've sucked it so dry they know it's about to collapse. And then they want to sit on top of the collapse thing as the king of the hill.
And you mentioned about possibly leaving and where to go. Well, I've got...
I'm not going to leave. The point is, my instinct is, leave, leave. I wake up in the morning, leave, get out of here. My instinct is, get out, get out, get out, get out. Like Jesse Ventura said, you can't help these people. He told me, you know, on a phone, talking to him in his house, he said, they don't want my help. They don't want me to run. They want to be slaves. I don't totally agree with that, but I understand why he's just going to Mexico. You know, and he's not even saying he's running to liberty. He's just saying you can't help them. They want to be lied to.
I know of two families that have moved to Bolivia, of all places, but I don't know the politics or the culture there.
It's horrible.
Or the economy. But they believe it's going to be a safer outcome. But I think we need to stand and take our stand here, and as you're doing, educate as many people as possible and get people to have a backbone. Don't be afraid to stand up. I had 15 witnesses that observed me being attacked in the courtroom, and not a single person is willing to step up, because it's like the lady who wrote the bond for me said, if I say anything, I'll be floating down the river. Everybody in the town.
Oh, are you kidding? Every few months I hear about them. Some evil boss hog sheriff will be thrown out, and then they just kill the new sheriff.
Oh, that's right. The last sheriff that was replaced, he's now over security in the school system. They created a job for him and covered up his crimes. And the one before him supposedly was involved in some murder, and they, wasn't charged, just, you know, slowly moved aside, and somebody else comes in, and the whole thing is a cover-up. The administration covers for each other. It's the old boy network and that ladder. They know they can get to a certain point on that ladder, and they're comfortable. And as long as you have people with that mentality, People need to wake up, and people need to stand up, and they need to organize.
It is. It is a nation of yes men, and nice people tend to let people push them around and push and push and push. And I've just found it's better not to lay down. It's better to push back. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Now, I'll tell you where I've gotten to in my life is just, you know, recommitting 10 times harder against evil. And, you know, I'm the, quote, biggest thing in the anti-New World Order movement in the world. Wow, what a statement. What a fact. What an incontrovertible finding of fact. But does that mean I'm big? Does that mean I'm bad? Does that mean I have a lot of power? No, the contrary. You know what it's like to know? I'm like a little bitty gunboat going up against a fleet of aircraft carriers and battleships. And there's all these people around me in tin cans griping and bitching about my patrol boat. And I'm like trying to get them into patrol boats to fight the New World Order. And they're just busy saying I'm the New World Order and my little patrol boat with a 50 caliber machine gun and two torpedoes on the side. I mean, you know, it's amazing. If we can get the people moving, though, that's a lot bigger than the enemy's formation. And folks think if they grovel and lay down that that makes them safe. No, that does the opposite. That brings whole societies down. It leads into real enslavement. Okay. Oh, my call list here. Kevin in Delaware, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, don't let those people out there get you down. You've touched a lot of lives, and you've inspired a lot of people, including me. And
no, but I've created a lot of crazy glommers on and stalkers. And just unbelievable. And every day I kick myself for people I built up that turned out to be just trash of the earth. But go ahead.
No, don't get down. I wanted to let you know, I called the FCC back because I was kind of wondering what was going on with the...
Oh, saying kill 9/11 truthers, kill Mark Dysham. He'd
yeah,
pay for it.
Exactly. And this guy on the phone, he's telling me... Well, first he starts out, he says... Well, you know, that's not really what this complaint form is for. You know, you're using it wrong.
Yeah, you can't say the poopy word, but you can hire out killings.
So I just, you know, kind of asked him, well, you know, what's wrong? I mean, I was reading him the exact rules about, you know, how what made it a legitimate complaint.
And he said, those rules are for you, slave, not for us.
Exactly. So
what did he say?
He kind of tries a different tactic, and he's saying, well, you know, let me get back to you. I'm going to...
No, you tell him you will file the complaint. See, they're not letting the complaints be filed. They're breaking the law.
Well,
you go to the affiliate station, and you file it with his affiliates at the station. That's how it's done. And it goes in the permanent file, and they cannot avoid filing the complaint.
Well, I wanted to kind of just get other listeners, anyone out there who filed something, to let them know that, you know, they can't just expect us to, like, forget about it and be distracted.
But did he refuse to take your complaint?
I'm sorry?
Did he refuse to take your complaint?
Well, I mean, I had already lodged it. I was kind of asking about the status of it, and he was kind of saying that, well, you know, it wasn't, that's not what this is for.
Yeah, they never filed it.
Coming back to.
You have to send it registered mail.
I guess I'll have to go back and do that.
Yeah, that went in the circular file. But good job making the call.
Well, just anyone out there who did it, don't let them think that we forgot about it.
I hear you. Let me tell you how radio works. I appreciate your call. You file them with the local radio station. It has to go in their FCC permanent file. But everything is about the people's ignorance, and they play it off. Everything is about the people's ignorance. They have to put that complaint in their permanent file at the radio station. So you file it both places. It's kind of like you go in and they say, your child must take vaccines and will be arrested. And then ask them, why will they be arrested? Well, because we're going to kick them out and they're going to be truant. Well, wait a minute, but I don't have to take a shot. They don't have to take the shot. But then you falsely accuse and then falsely kick my child out. You're the one committing the crime. Give me that waiver form out of your desk right now. And they'll go, oh, you know about that? Here it is. See, all criminality, all lies, all fraud. A nation. See, it's not just the government that lies. It's we're a nation of liars. We've become evil. We were prosperous. We were never perfect. We've always had problems. But we were prosperous because we had Anglo-Saxon common law and people that would fight. And now we've lost that. We have corporate fraud law and a nation that's learned how to lie and be scum. So we're now just a nation of parasites trying to feed on each other. God forbid you be a productive, smart, intelligent, dynamic person. The parasites come out of the woodwork. Okay. Mark in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Oh, God bless you, brother. As you've heard me say before, you're ever in our prayers, and you are an answer to a prayer. I heard something, and I want you to understand I'm preparing to respond to this person in your defense. You've got a lot more allies in the truth.
Look, I don't want to get into people's lies and rumors here on the air. There's nothing to say, and I'm not going to get into the thousands of slanders out there against you. That only adds to it. Okay, I had to put people on notice, though, and that's all that was earlier. So if you want to get into something else, that's fine, sir.
Well, the thing is, my approach to it is that honest people make honest mistakes. And as I say, as you've loved me as a brother in Christ, please show me where I'm wrong, because we're all wrong about something, you know. And the thing is that this person, I don't know the context. I don't know your side of it, what happened recently with.
Yeah, listen, sir, I'm not involved with all that stuff. Ted Anderson cannot allow other people to take our shows and then represent that they own that show, that they have that show, and then go out and do that while they're all I said to Ted was, I don't like the fact that I don't want to think about these people, and they keep lying about me and doing things to me, and I said, why are you allowing this to go on? Someone to hold out that they are us. And he said, you know, you're right, and I just figured I'd be nice a few years ago and let that happen. And then he went and did something else with somebody completely different, and then those people made up lies about him because they couldn't counter him on the right of something he has the right to do, so things had to be invented. Okay? And so that's just basically it. It's just people want to eat my lunch, man. They want to come in and take over my office. They want to be us. They want to run it all. That's what they do. I mean, the last time this other group was fighting with some other group, I was not involved in any way, didn't care. It was internal other network, them fighting with each other, and the nutcase running that said that I was running that. And I had to take the person to court so that they would see that that wasn't true. It wasn't true. Now the other group that this person accused me of running is all fighting with itself and doing all this stuff, and they sucked me in to say I'm involved in their fight, and it's not true. It'd be like if you had two neighbors fighting with each other in the front lawn of their house, and then you walk outside with your kids to go to school, and they say, he's behind it, he did it. And you're like, well, what's going on? It's craziness. So I'm like, well, God, all I've done is nice things for you. I don't want to be associated with you. A den of vipers. A den of vipers. This is my radio show. I own my radio show. Okay? And the platform my radio show on is with Ted Anderson. And I'm not going to allow people to take my show and hold it out as theirs. That's for AM and FM affiliates, not for other hundreds of internet people putting it out and flapping and slapping their stuff on it. We were so nice we did that, and all it did was breed contempt, because that wasn't enough. Letting people hold themselves out as us, letting people pose as us, letting people take our advertisers and do it wasn't enough, because it wasn't enough for them. They're like, we want it all! Give it to us all! You didn't make us successful! You didn't slit your throat and bleed into our mouths! You're bad! And we're going to invent BS about you to attack you because we're trash! I can bring out, it's unbelievable the crap I put up with, and I should have never, the other stuff, it's unbelievable. And that's what people want. They want their loser lives empowered by somebody like me that's a real workhorse. That is not what this show is about. Good God, you people, the economy is plunging. The currency is falling apart. They're starting wars. The Russians are saying the U.S. through Georgia may stage false flag attacks. Millions of people are brain damaged from mercury in the vaccine. Sodium fluoride is killing people and injuring and brain damaging people all around us. And the whole world is diseased in other businesses, in other things. Everybody's infighting and going crazy. And neighbors are fighting, and men and women are fighting, and the society is degenerating. I come on the radio, and I cover news, and I cover information. And people can't stand that. And so they want to sabotage what I'm doing, and they make stuff up. And then they force me to stand up against it. They're delusional. Okay? It doesn't matter. It means nothing. all these piddly-dink fake radio networks and things have the listenership of one tiny YouTube channel. There's probably 30, 40 YouTube channels that put my show up every day where they put up 10, 15, 20, 30 videos a day, each one getting thousands of views within a day. That's just YouTube. I'm on every video channel out there. We're the number one radio show on the internet on Shoutcast. Go look at it. Click stats on there. It's Alex Jones. I don't care what people are doing. They all move here. They all get in my business. They constantly make crap up about me. They say I'm a drug dealer. They call up and say, you better do what we say or we're going to bring out dirt on you. They engage in every form of wickedness. Stuff I could go on for hours about. That only issue is that I'm here in Austin. There's stuff going on 10 times worse in other places. But I don't have to sit here in the middle of it with all these nuts. Okay? Good God, do I have to move out of this town so all these people can just tear each other apart? We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Here's a story. You wash your car, how long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks? Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tea. And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Folks, it always happens in every public school. The best-looking quarterback, you know, the guy that on the football team, I remember seeing this from my buddies that, you know, played football. And I saw similar things in college with sororities and, you know, the guy that all the girls want, they always make crap up and create fake controversies. It's what a loser society does. And that's all people do. And I'm sick of it, man. I mean, it's literally like in a scale, it's like somebody 1 inch tall running around, and I'm always learning of new ones. I mean, there's just thousands of groups and websites that are Alex Jones. They don't fight the New World Order. They make crap up about Alex Jones. And I'm tired of this show being about me. I got stacks of news, huge guest I want to bring you. I want to try to get people going. I want to fight. And I guess it's constructive to illustrate all of this so people don't keep falling into the trap. We have people to warn. We have people to wake up. We have issues to cover. We have things we need to do. And we never take responsibility for what we've done. You know, I try to do that, and it doesn't mean I always do. But I've just discovered today about more horrors with locals infighting with each other, and that I'm going to be blamed for that. And I'm like, you go tell those people I'm not involved in that. You tell what the hell is going on now? Because I'm always the author of everything. I'm omnipresent. I can't balance my checkbook. I've been doing my taxes the last 3 months. I'm always forgetting to pay the power bill, and the power's getting turned off at my house. But my God, I run everything, folks. I'm a mastermind. I want you to call Cindy Sheehan in 5 minutes. I'm not going to take any more calls at this time because I got a bunch of news I want to get to. And we've also got solutions that need to be discussed. Ladies and gentlemen, we're turning the heat up here. I'm working on the JFK film that'll be done early next year. Cinema Verite, no voiceover, excellent. That gets into the whole New World Order system, the breaking information. Fabled Enemies I produced. It was directed by Jason Burmes, and I also consulted on it, worked on it here with Aaron and Rob. They did great jobs. We're really going to be sad that Burmes is going to be leaving us in about 2 weeks to go back to New York. He's going to come back down in about 6 months, and we're going to hire more editors then because he's got my top editors, and it's kind of held up a project, but he's been working with us again on another film. I love Burmes. He's a good guy, and we're going to try to build him up. And, I've really been watching him for a long time, and I think I can say he's somebody we can finally trust. But just a good guy. And Burmes' new film, Fabled Enemies, is coming out on September 1st, and it addresses the big kahuna, the Israeli situation in 9/11, the Pakistani tie-in with the British and the Israelis, how they did it, what happened, taking a big step for us as big as we are. It's easy for some two-bit site with 100 hits a month to cover this subject. For us, it's a big deal. And we're doing it. We're covering the facts. We're just going where the truth leads us. And we'll be attacked from all sides for that. But it is Fabled Enemies. I hope you pre-order the DVD at InfoWars.com today. InfoWars.com today. You can pre-order it. It'll be shipping out the 1st of September. It'll also be at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. It takes about 15 cents a day to pay for that, and it's $5.95 a month. It comes out to, you get a yearly membership, you get 3 months free. It's like 50 bucks or something. PrisonPlanet.tv, and it helps us pay all the IT bills and for the IT people we've got more we're wanting to hire and everything we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen, while we fight off the Lillipullies as they try to tie Lillipullies, you know, what's the story? The little people trying to tie the big guy down and all their little mindless battles. That's a good analogy for all of this. And I'm just like being friendly, and they're like, he's plotting against us. And I was like, I don't care. It's like all these people offer me these YouTube channels that have like tens of thousands of members and that have all this stuff. And I go, oh, no, you're doing much better. You just keep it for yourself. See, those are normal people. They know who are listening. I want you to be empowered. I want the power of you to take action. I want you to be leaders. I want you I believe in you. I know we can defeat the New World Order. And we can do that with one more nail in their coffin with Fabled Enemies. Get it today at Fabled Enemies.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.